you for coming. Look at all these bright, smiley faces today. Must be picnic day. Good morning.
Morning.
Yep. Let me see those bright smiley faces, huh?
This
is as good as it gets? All right. As good as it gets. Okay. We can work with that. Brought something to show you this morning. Look at this. This is my key ring. Is that pathetic or what? Yeah. So here's my question for you. Of all these keys, which one do you think is the most important?
The house key.
I know.
You know?
I know which one.
Which one?
The biggest one.
The biggest one. That could be. Huh?
The biggest one. This one.
That one? That could be.
I think this is
the house key.
That one?
Because the house is
the house key, that's important. Yep. If I wanted to get into the house, that would be the most important key. However, if I wanted to get to my house, that one would be the most important key because I'd need to drive there, wouldn't it? However, when I go to work tomorrow, I'm going to need this one because that opens my office door. To get to my office door, I have to get inside the building. That's that key. See this little teeny tiny thing? You sure wouldn't think that'd be important, would you? Yep. But when I went on vacation and I had a locked suitcase, that was an important little key, let me tell you, because I needed what was in that suitcase. So all of these keys are important at different times,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So here's my question to you. Have you ever argued with somebody else about whether you're more important than the other person is?
No.
No? Good for you. No? Anybody? Anybody ever heard an argument like that?
No.
Where somebody was arguing with somebody else about who was more important? You have?
My friend does it
all the time?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think he's funny.
Yeah? You think he's funny?
But people show it.
I have heard people argue about who is more important. We argue about all kinds of things like that, don't we? Who's more important? Whose potato salad tastes better? That might be a big one today, huh? Yeah. But maybe there's a story in the Bible that tells us a little about that kind of an argument. Let me tell you. It's in Mark. And it tells us that the disciples were having an argument about which one of them were more important. Can you believe that? 12 men, grown men, arguing about who's more important to Jesus in the kingdom of God.
Peter.
He was in that argument. John, he was in the argument.
God.
Well, God's more important, yeah. But here's 12 men walking on the road, arguing amongst themselves about who's more important to Jesus. And guess what? Jesus overheard them.
Overheard
them arguing. Mm-hmm. So a little while later, he said to them, "So, what were you guys arguing about?" Yep, mom or dad ever say, "What did you do?" When they knew what you did already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times.
But they asked you anyway and gave you the chance to tell them. Uh-huh, that happens, huh?
Yeah,
a lot. Well, Jesus heard them, and he knew what they were arguing about, but he asked them anyway, "What were you arguing about?" And you know that whole 12 men just got really quiet because they were really embarrassed, didn't want to tell Jesus what they were arguing about.
Did he ask?
But he asked, yeah. And he said, "Come sit with me," just like you guys are sitting with me this morning. He said, "Come sit with me and let me tell you." He said, "Anyone that wants to be the greatest has to be the least. If you want to be the most important, you have to be the least important." And then, let me tell you what he did then. Come here, Katie. Then he picked up a child like this. Come here, Connor. Come here. And like this. He picked up a little child and he said, "See, this is what you must strive to be like. Be like a child in the kingdom of God. So men, the next time your wife tells you that you're acting like a child, tell them thank you. That's a good thing. See? But Jesus said, be like a child, have a heart like a child, and you will be the most in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jesus said, the greatest is the one who welcomes the children. And whoever welcomes the children welcomes me. And who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. So to be like Jesus and have a heart like Jesus is the greatest that we can hope to be. Whenever you see a key ring like the one I had, think that the key to greatness is to have a heart of a servant, to have the heart of a child, and to have a heart like Jesus. Caleb was right. This is probably the most important key on my key ring.
I think that's most important.
Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to always remember that we are servants of yours, to give us a heart to help others, to be kind, to be gracious, and to have a heart like Christ. In Jesus' precious name, amen.